Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr.
sneeze.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like ball pits.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here for another episode of A Show and Tell.
And today we have Alila. Hi, Alila.
Hi, Alila.
Hi, Alila.
Hi, I'm Alila. I'm 6, 7 years old and I love your podcast. I listen to it every night when I'm at my mum's house because I got 2 houses.
We're so glad you listen to the podcast every night, Alila. I listen to it every night too. Do you?
Oh, no.
Yes, I do. Do you remember when we had a sleepover at Mim's house and she made us put that recording of breathing on and then it finished and she was asleep and you and I were like, are you asleep? And you were like,
no.
Because that silly recording kept us up.
No, she's helping you relax. She's a very... For all the adults listening, it was a meditative podcast and I need it. I need it to fall asleep.
I've got a really wobbly tooth. It's on. Really wobbly.
Ooh, wobbly tooth.
Careful of that wobbly tooth. Remember, put it under the pillow and the tooth fairy will come along.
Oh, the tooth fairy always told me to put it in a glass of water.
Really?
Yeah. Although one time when I lost a tooth, I put it in a glass of water and my dad accidentally tipped it down the drain. And then...
I thought you were going to say he drank it.
No, luckily. And then the next time I was like, I'm not going to be fooled by that again. So I put it in a tissue on the bench and then he threw away the tissue.
Does your dad hate the tooth fairy
I
or something?
I
don't know. Get that fairy.
After that, I got a special box to put it in.
And he threw away the box.
Yeah.
And I'm a real-life mermaid.
You're a real-life mermaid?
Guys, we've never had a real-life mermaid on the podcast before.
Oh, my goodness. I suddenly got really nervous. It's so exciting to have a real-life mermaid on our podcast.
I love your work. I think mermaids are just great.
Yeah, I especially love the way that you swim and your lovely blowing hair and your swishy, swishy tails. Mm-hmm.
In fact, we just wrote a song and a podcast about mermaids.
We did. Maybe we should name one of the characters.
Alila, the real-life mermaid?
I think we should.
All right, get ready for that one, Mini Minis.
And I've got a question for you too, actually. Do you believe in mermaids?
Yeah, you're a real-life mermaid.
Do mermaids exist? Yes or no? Well, we're talking to you. You're a real-life mermaid. The science is there. Professor Know-It-All would approve.
Hang on, should we ask him? Professor, do mermaids exist?
Yes!
Great.
Thanks, Professor!
You're welcome!
And my next question that I wanted to ask you, if you could be a purple mermaid, a saltwater mermaid, or a clear water mermaid, what one would you be?
Okay, so that's a merpool mermaid, which I think is a mermaid that is in a pool.
Mm-hmm. That also checks out.
A saltwater mermaid, which would be a mermaid from the ocean.
Yeah.
And a clear water mermaid, which I'm thinking is like a freshwater mermaid, like lakes and ponds and rivers and things.
Yeah. I think I would like to be a saltwater mermaid.
That suits you.
Yeah. I really like the beach. I like waves.
Also, your hair looks really good when you've got saltwater in it.
It does. It does. Laura, thank you for that.
I really
have to agree with you on that one.
I would probably be a merpool mermaid, mostly because...
You don't like waves.
I don't really like the waves and they scare me. And also, when I'm in rivers, I get afraid that fish might nip my toes. So in a pool...
What?
In a pool, I'm safe from all of those things, so I would definitely be a merpool mermaid.
I kind of thought that there only were saltwater mermaids.
Me too.
Because that's all I'd seen in books and stuff.
Mm.
So I feel like I'd be a saltwater mermaid just because that's what I've always known. But there is a really nice river next to a farm that I go to a lot, and that would also be a great place to be a mermaid.
Yeah, yeah. I really like the idea of being a, you know, a river mermaid, yeah. But a lot of the time rivers are really cold.
But like, if you were the mermaid, you'd be used to it, wouldn't you?
That's true.
You'd like, it would just be like normal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
These are all questions. These are all questions for you, Alyla.
Well, Alyla's a real life mermaid, so maybe she could clarify. Alyla, are freshwater mermaids cold in the water? Or are they used to the temperature?
Also, another thing I really wanted to show you was my gratitude tree. So my gratitude tree, I write a leaf every night. This is Mum's. It says, healthy food and lovely table to sit at. And then there's Mum's name there. There's my name. It says swimming.
So Alyla has sent us a video, and in the background of her video, she has a beautiful tree on her wall with lots of leaves on it. And it's called a gratitude tree, and she writes down what she's grateful for on the leaves.
That is a great idea. We should have a gratitude tree.
Yeah, what would you write on the gratitude tree?
Oh, I'm very grateful for Michael and Laura Beeney and the Music Wizard and Professor Know-It-All for hanging out with me all the time.
Oh, that's cute.
That's a good one.
Well, I'd write that I'm grateful for all the mini beanies listening to our podcast.
I'm grateful for that one too. This is going to be a very leafy tree.
Yeah, lots of leaves. I'm grateful for spaghetti. I'm grateful for chocolate milk. I'm grateful for the colour blue. I just like that colour.
That's all really good things, Michael.
Thank you.
Bye, babies.
Bye, Alyla. Thank you.
Bye, Alyla.
Bye, Alyla. We'll see you swimming in the ocean.
Do you have a question for the beanies, like...
what is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the beanies, like...
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell.
We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know-It-All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's a relic.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia, now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanies Show and Tell.